defy our enemy by the shout of our joy. Anytime they hear shouts in the camp of Israel, they say, their God has done another great thing in their midst. So the only way you can tell the enemy how great God and wondrous God is doing is to let the shout. My sister raised it when she was, as she was rounding up. The shout of praise the Lord. When you wake up in the morning, let praise the Lord be what the enemy will hear, so you depress him straight away. Praise the Lord. That won't cease in our mouth in Jesus' name. Have your seat in his presence and welcome your neighbor to God's house. God bless you. Somebody shared a wonderful and most humbling testimony of a woman who was waiting for the stirring of the water concerning the fruit of the womb. And every day, every month when she sees her period, she's depressed. Then by the move of the Holy Ghost, God told her, she was ministered to her, okay, when next you see your period, don't be depressed. Shout hallelujah. Praise God. Rejoice. Just praise God. Say, God, I thank you. Praise God. So this the next time she did it as was said. Lighthouse, have respect for the word of God. Bible says the word of God is the sword of the spirit. You see, Kagabu doesn't work in the spirit. You know Kagabu? Praise God. Kagabu is gone. Shotgun, praise God. It doesn't work. You know, you can't kill a witch by shooting an arrow. You can't do that. But you must use the sword of the spirit. Bible says, which is the word of God. Bible says, it's sharper than any two-edged sword. That is any machine gun, inter-ballistic missile, however, it says it is more powerful. Using all of that is a waste of time. Just engage the sword of the spirit. Bible says it does not pierce just through material things alone, including the soul and the spirit. It goes into, it separates everything. Hallelujah. So on this great and blessed day, this woman saw what she probably was not expecting, but she was not disappointed. She just began to scream, praise God, hallelujah, praise God. And the adversary, unknown to her, was her mother-in-law, who is also in the house. So, when, of course, she expects her to be crying like she always does, but this particular day, she was just rejoicing, praise God. She shouted, and the mother woman heard. So now the depression fell on the other side. So when this woman, because they reckon it, they observe it with her. So the depression fell on the other woman, Pastor. She got angry with the charm. The charm was in the ceiling of the house. So she went to the ceiling and said, you dirty charm, you are not working again. Bah! Smash it on the floor. The next time, the woman can see. Lighthouse. God is not a man. His word works. God works by his word. You know, you walk with your hand. God walks with his word. If God talks a long time, he will become tired because he's been walking. Bible says he walked 7 days, 6 days, and he rested. Wasn't carry wood. He wasn't on the seventh day. Bible says he rested from his works. So he didn't say anything that day, and nothing was created. He was chilling. He was resting. Praise God. God will speak into your lives. And he will derive rest by the works his word accomplished in Jesus' name. So that God will not have any need to say anything again because everything is finished. Praise God. And it's very good. Praise God. He told Jesus, sit down. I've said enough through you. Everything will be working. Give God a hand clap. Let's have respect for the word of God. It works. I've continued to be humbled by the volume of revelation, or call it light, that God shines on our spirits through the ministry of the Holy Ghost, explaining His word to us. The scripture says, in thy light shall we see light. The Bible says somewhere else, it said, light is sown for the righteous. Light is sown like you sow a seed. Light is sown for the righteous, and gladness of hearts for the upright in spirit. Upright in heart. Through light, we gain control over darkness. It's a waste of time, you know, doing nothing but to light a place that is dark. The person won't achieve much. But the entrance of His word gives light. You are no longer confused. Look at the testimony of my brother. Through the entrance of His word on Wednesday, God is too heavy. He gained control over fear. He's now ready for it. The best preparation against darkness is to have light in your care. Praise God. You won't need to wonder. That's why if you have a flashlight, it doesn't matter how dark the path is, you are confident. Why? He said, he that walketh in light does not stumble. Why? Because the light of this world is with him. Life is not a function of luck. It's a function of light. My brother could forever not come to church service again because of the terrifying effect of darkness that creates fear. Because the major source of fear is darkness. So anytime you are fearful about a subject, challenge the darkness that creates that fear. It's because you can't see well in it, so you are terrified. But once you turn on the light, you gain control. That light will continue to shine upon our soul in Jesus' name. Last Sunday, we talked about the grace of God being the gift of God. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8. For ye are saved by grace, through faith, and that not of your own self, is the gift of God. Not of works, lest any man should boast. Praise the Lord, verse 9. He said it is not a product of works. It's not what a product of what you did. So you cannot claim credit for it. This morning, by the help of the Holy Ghost, we are going forward to know what is grace. What is this grace given to you and I? Romans chapter 5, verse 1. What is this grace given to you and I? Because like we learned last week, until you understand the composition of a gift, you cannot place the right value on it. You need to know what is this gift. Like I shared with you, I didn't know the gift given to me in the perfume that sister gave to me. So I didn't use it. I could not come into the realization of the benefit that using that perfume confers. So people will be seeing me, those who wear it, but they won't know I have it because I'm not wearing it. So it's already given to me, but I'm not wearing it. So when I come into corridor of people who will not tolerate those who don't wear it, they will check me out. They say, go from here. It's only people wearing Paco Rabanne we want from here. You don't have Paco. I think that perfume is called Paco Rabanne. I hope I'm right. So if it's Paco Rabanne that will make you gain access to a place, even though I have it, I will be excluded from the company. Why? Because I don't know the gift that is given to me. Praise God. Lighthouse, we need to know what is in the grace of God so that we will not be disgraced by our lack of using it. Why? There's nothing else God will give except that which is given. Praise God. So this morning we want to look at What is this gift called grace? Romans chapter 5, verse 1. He said, therefore, that thing is therefore something. Being justified by faith, we have peace with God. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, look at the next verse. By whom we have access by faith into this grace. Wow. Wherein we stand, and the deposit of that grace give us hope. Rejoicing. It give us a hope we rejoice about. Of the glory that God will shine upon us. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God. Through our Lord Jesus Christ. Through whom we have access into this grace wherein we stand. And by that we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. What does this grace deliver? In verse 1, it said, being justified by faith. Let's go to Romans chapter 3 and verse 24. Romans chapter 3, verse 24. See what the scripture says there of that being justified freely. You see here? He said, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. For by grace ye are saved through faith. My dear brothers and sisters, my hope is that we have not taken lightly the release we hand by grace from the wrath of God. So that through that grace, we now have peace with God. Maybe we need to understand what does having peace with God mean. To have peace with God means to be exempted from his rage. We need help to gain understanding of the depth of the gift of God. But by the help of the Holy Ghost, we want to, you know, see how we can, by the help of the things we all know, illustrate things we don't know. Lighthouse. In the study of science, we understand that a form of energy can be converted into another form of energy to perform a task. I want you to gain understanding of that. One form of energy, you know, nuclear reactors? My God, nuclear weapon is a weapon of unquantifiable destruction. Nuclear weapons, the effect of radioactive elements, my people, is crazy. We won't see it. All the temperaments that the Northern Korean government is exercising is causing a lot of fear in the world about the use of nuclear weapons. We read little sometimes how an Anita ballistic missile could have nuclear head to create catastrophe. Look at what happened in the World War when the rage was on. The introduction of nuclear weapons kept everybody quiet in Japan. They just drop it, 1, 2. It ameliorates the whole city.
the effect of nuclear weapons. But guess what? You remember there was one tsunami that hit Japan that hit their nuclear reactor. How many people remember that? Yeah, it was in the news. It hit their nuclear reactor. But you know what that reactor was doing? It was converting nuclear energy to electrical energy to generate electricity. So that a material that has unfathomable capability to destroy, they temper that energy and control it efficiently for a better and graceful use. I'm going somewhere. So that what will have... So, you know, when that tsunami hit and it tampered with that reactor, the fright was radioactive emissions that will fill the city because of the damage to the reactor. How many of you remember this story? And they had to construct, you know, some kind of clothing to immune or insulate people who need to go into that reactor first to assess the effect of damage and to see how to quickly repair it. Because that nuclear emission can create destructive consequences. But what was dangerously intolerable, being managed or controlled, was we were deriving positive use from it via the production of electricity. Lighthouse, that conceptually illustrates the grace of God. That conceptually does what? Let's take this, our pamphlet. I hope you guys read it, okay? Please do. It's also on our website and in our church app. Don't throw it away. There's so much to learn from it. At best, keep it. Maybe when you are relaxing, just go through it. They are not copied. They are designed by God to summarize the topics we are looking at. Look at this. Therefore, being justified by faith, second page, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand, and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Listen to this. Grace is the preeminent proof of God's love for man. It is the evidence of his forbearance to clear us from past sins, that is, the violation of his holy commandment, and exempt us from just retribution so incurred by flagrant disregard of his commandment to incur wrath. Grace is the mark of God's restraint to unleash his wrath and vent his anger. Grace is the strength of God's long-suffering, converted to save rather than punish. Bible calls it great salvation. Hebrews chapter 2 verse 3, KJV. In the study and research of science, it is understood that one form of energy could be converted into another form of energy to perform a derived task or function. Let's take the case of our automobile, for instance. Lighthouse, if some of you see the fire in the car generated by the car you are driving, you will fall out straight away. You will say you are not going near it. Heat energy converted to mechanical energy that we might derive good from it. We need to know all these things. When you say a car is 2.5 liters, you don't know is the volume of the cylinder in which the fire is burning that is being measured. 2.5 liter. You see, in your car, there is a combustion chamber. They call it the cylinder. You see, when you buy gas, they say you say you drive a fuel injector car, is a way to manage efficiently the use of the gas you put in your car. Let me explain how it works for you. In the combustion chamber, called the cylinder, there is a nozzle, and that nozzle will be ejecting gas. Then, you know, you say you have spark plug. If your spark plug is not working very well, your car won't crank. You see, that spark plug is like, it's like a lighter. When you ignite your car, it sparks. That's the only time it works. Once that spark is there, the spark plug does, you just wait. It will ignite. So in the combustion chamber, fuel and air, oxygen, they will meet. And the spark plug will say, Chef Ejani, praise God. You want to fight? I will help you. I will channel see, praise God. It will ignite it. And you see fire. Serious fire. That's why if your radiator is not working, you will... Immense. Intense. Now, it is when this fire is ignited, you know, because you have muffler, you don't know it's fire that should be coming out. It's controlled and just diffused to near water or gas, and you don't see anything coming out. Lighthouse. That heat energy is converted to mechanical energy, and you just press it, and you are moving. You don't know, the more you press it, the more gas and fire you are igniting. Let them remove all the cushion in your car. You will see the fury of what you ignited. Lighthouse, that's exactly. The fury of God is converted to salvation. So rather than him destroying us, he controlled himself by the fire we ignited to absorb us from being consumed by the inferno we generate. And he called that his grace. Lighthouse, did you catch it? Let's go on. He said, take the case of Otomotobai, for instance. I'm reading. You see where I am? Okay. He said, the fancy of driving our cars is a testimony of how heat energy generated by the combustive interaction of fuel and air convert heat so generated into mechanical energy by which motion is derived, and by it we move our cars at the pressing of a pedal. It must be understood that beneath the hood of a moving car is a raging inferno within the cylinders of the car engine that is succinctly controlled and converted to grant motion rather than methyl. Meteor. Meteor is mean fireballs. So rather than see fire consuming us in our cars, we see motion. It is the science, that is skill, expertise, proficiency, dexterity of redirecting the destructive capability of the ignited fire into an amiable and greater noble use of transportation that has eased and modulated our movement from place to place today with leisure and pleasure. I perceive that many will not want to come near a car, talk less of sitting in it, if the fire compartment of their car engine is made visible because of fright. Praise God. I'll read this last one and then we go on. This concept fairly illustrates the tolerance of God through his grace, akin to our science to refrain himself from venting the wrathful effect of his rage ignited by our disobedience to his commandment, to rather quenching that wrath by its controlled conversion to save us instead. Praise God. Does it make sense? Because anytime you ignite fire, you are looking for destruction. That's why we want our children not to play with matches. True or false? Because they cannot control its effect. But that's how we do with sin and the disobedience to the word of God. We ignite it naturally. We kindle it. And we make God angry. Let's see what the Bible says there. Romans chapter 5. from verse 6. He said, for when we were without strength, that is, we could not, we have no means to manage the destruction we create or we created. We have no means. He said, for when we were without strength, in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some will even dare to die. But God commended his love. He said, grace is the proof of God's love for us. God commended his love to us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Ephesians chapter 2. While we had no means to control the effect of what we have caused, God stepped in. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1. See what the Bible says here. Can we have it in NIV, my brother? Praise God. I want you to have a new fear for the tolerance of God. Is an expression of his love for you. Look at what it says here. It says, as for you, you were dead in your transgressions and sins. A dead man can't help himself. Even if you slap him, he's so dead, he can't wake up. Verse 2. We are going through to verse 5. In which you used to live when you followed the ways of this world and of the ruler of the kingdom of the air, the spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient. Verse 3. All of us lived among them at one time, gratifying the cravings of our flesh and following his desires and lust, and following his desires and thoughts. Like the rest, we were by nature what? Deserving of wrath. So grace is God's means to convert wrath to salvation. Have you left? Lighthouse. The energy that God that is kindled or generated by our disobedience to God, the wrath energy, praise God, the wrath energy, rather than God vents that energy on us to destroy us, he converted it to salvation as he passes through our Lord Jesus Christ. So that we can escape. Lighthouse. That's why the Bible says where sin abounds. You know, you don't know the volume of wrath that is stirred up when we make God angry. It's like when you press your gas. Where gas and air abounds, fire abounds, right? Now, but rather than the fire consume, is converted to motion, and then you gain more speed. And you say, this car is moving fast. You are generating more fire, man. But thank God for the means to convert the wrath you kindled to motion you need. Give God a hand clap. The burning wrath of God converted to the saving grace in the chamber of our Lord Jesus Christ. So that instead of wrath being earned, we get salvation. So that rather than fire coming out of your car, you just got the muffler and everything converts to. And when you want to buy a car, you said, water is coming out. You don't know the dexterity that causes you to see what you are seeing, ignoring the wrath you incurred when you ignited fire. Stand up on your feet. Look at verse 4. Praise God. And because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy towards us, go on, in due time, made us alive who were dead with Christ. Even when we were dead in transgression, it is grace that converted wrath so that we may be saved. Grace, lighters, I don't want you to forget this. And that's why, if anybody wants to be exempted, justified by with God, is exempted from grace. It's like saying, no, you don't want to fire your car. You will still walk. You won't get to where you are going. Praise the Lord. Verse 7. In order that in the coming age, he might show the incomparable riches of his grace expressed in his kindness to us through Jesus Christ. Now, have you seen a shuttle taking off? You see the volume of wrath that machine generated? The fury of the fire is so much. They have to put it far away from community. Sometimes in the middle of the sea. Everybody will move out. Because when that thing erupts, the fury that converts that fire burning to motion causes that shuttle to move at a speed that is unimaginable. But it was kindled by wrath. It was motioned by wrath, converted to motion. Let's thank God for his grace over your life today. Let's thank him for his patience and tolerance. Lighthouse, we are by nature children of wrath. The burning anger in the heart of God is what God quenched, so that where sin abounds, grace may abound much more. Being justified freely by his grace, we have peace with God. Thank him for his tolerance, my dear brother and sister. Thank him. Bible says if God will mark iniquity, nobody will stand. Let's gain true value for this love extended towards us. He said, but God, who is rich in mercy, out of his great love for us, Lighthouse, value him. Don't take his love for granted. Thank you, precious Lord. He quenched. The Yoruba will say, oh, pamora. You see, he swallowed it so that we will not be swallowed up. Oh, thank you, Lord. 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 Rather than taking his wrath out on me, he put his wrath in the combusting chamber found in Jesus Christ to kindle unimaginable wrath against him that did no sin. That through the grace released by the combustion of wrath in Christ, I may walk free. Thank him. And thank Jesus for bearing you and I. Lighthouse, when you park a car, 3 hours after you park it, you can't come near the engine to touch it because of the fire that thing carried. You can't come near it. When I was a little boy, I moved near to the silencer, the muffler of a car. It used to stick out at the time. They don't make it stick out now again. Daddy, that thing made the fire. But thank God, because we escaped. Receive grace this morning. Receive an abundance of his grace. He did it joyfully. The car never complains, no matter how far you drive it. You'll see it stand there waiting for you to come in and crank it again. Grace is available for you and I. Thank him. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. I just want to praise you, Lord. I lift my voice and say, I love you. You are everything to me, and I exalt your holy name. Thank you, sweet Jesus. I thank you. We bless you. Thank you for converting wrath to salvation for me. And I say, Lord, I love you.